From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we learn more about the woman from Iran who won the Nobel Peace Prize. But first, President Bush today talked about spreading democracy not to Iran, but to Cuba. The president spelled out his ideas at a ceremony in the White House Rose Garden.
No tyrant can stand forever against the power of liberty, because the hope of freedom is found in every heart. So today we are confident. No matter what the dictator intends or plans, Cuba será pronto libre.
Cuba will soon be free. President Bush from the White House Rose Garden. Joining us now to discuss the president's remarks is NPR's Tom Jelton. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Madeline.
Tom, what did the president say that was new?
Not a lot, Madeline. He did announce this, the creation of a presidential commission that will be co-chaired by Secretary of State Colin Powell and Mel Martinez, the housing secretary. But this commission is supposed to come up with a plan for what to do after Fidel Castro is gone. It's not a plan to get rid of Castro or to end his regime. In terms of policy changes, the most notable announcement by the president today was that his administration is tightening restrictions on travel to Cuba. Effectively, this administration is now reversing what the administration, the Clinton administration, had done with respect to travel in Cuba. The Clinton administration had made it much easier for Americans to go to Cuba as part of people-to-people exchange programs and so forth. Tourism was not allowed, but it was getting almost as if any American who wanted to go to Cuba could do it. That has all been reversed now. Now, the people-to-people exchange programs have been shut down. Other categories of legal travel are being tightened. And that is really, Madeline, I would say, the most noteworthy aspect of what President Bush announced today. Other than that, what's notable is what he did not announce. He did not announce anything in regard to two very important issues. One is whether Cuban Americans will be able to send less money to Cuba. No change there. They'll be able to continue to send money to relatives and other friends in Cuba. Secondly, no change in the migration policy under which Cubans who flee Cuba and are intercepted in the ocean are in fact returned to Cuba and are allowed to stay in the United States only if they actually reach the United States. That's the so-called wet foot, dry foot policy. Very controversial. No change on either of those two big pillars of U.S.-Cuba policy.
Mm. And so why is he doing this now?
Well, he's doing it now, Madeline. This is actually the outgrowth of a dialogue that this administration has been having for weeks now with the Cuban-American community in Florida. In July, under that wet-foot, dry-foot migration policy, the United States sent back 15 Cubans to Cuba who had tried to flee the country and were intercepted at sea. That was very controversial. The president's own brother, Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, criticized the administration for it. And after that, this administration has been sort of in hot water with the Cuban-American community in Florida for basically continuing many Clinton administration policies. So Bush administration envoys to the Cuban American community have been promising for weeks that the president would make some new announcements about Cuba policy, and this is what we got today.
And quickly, how do you think these remarks will be viewed internationally?
Well, they'll be viewed, I think, somewhat suspiciously. There is very little support internationally for the U.S. policy of tightening travel to Cuba. And beyond that, sort of a sense of what can the United States really do to hasten democracy in Cuba. I mean, nobody believes that Fidel Castro can be pressured into giving Cuba.
Thank you, Tom.
Making Cuba free.
Thank you very much. NPR's Tom Jelton in Washington.